Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Wednesday evening, January 3rd. I think today is January 3rd. 2012. I'm sorry. We've turned the calendar, haven't we? 2012. It is now about 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now, before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our rights, and our freedom and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. I think today's January 4th. Did I say January 3rd? Oh, yes, I did. I said January 4th, 2012. I'm awfully sorry. I always should write down the date so I don't guess in my mind. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. Repeat, 888-773-4496. It's early in the morning. Love to hear from you. Any subject, please. You may also access this program through Blog Talk Radio. The number there is 646-652-4620. Now, if you use the toll-free number, it'll transfer over to the 646 number. That's fine. Either one will be fine. Send us your emails to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net, sutton-associates.net, and sign up. In his monthly newsletter and podcast, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You will benefit by don't wait until it's too late. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and made available from our website, but can also be accessed via iTunes and can be accessed via, or you can get the information via Twitter under @LibertyJoe for your listening convenience. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to 2012. Happy New Year. I guess Happy New Year. The Iowa caucuses were yesterday, and I am deeply, deeply, deeply disturbed. I am very concerned. Not so much that Ron Paul came out third place rather than second. I mean, that's a minor issue. The major issue, and where my total disappointment is with the American people. How someone can be a total antagonist of the United States Constitution and tie for first place in the heart of America. Just think about that. Santorum is for more regulation. He is for increasing government spending. He's for reducing government transparency. He is for reducing accountability of government officials. And I say this only because he wants a stronger and more intrusive military. And once you have that, you cannot have a transparent government. He's for increasing taxes. You have to increase taxes if you're going to be the world policeman. I'm not sure whether or not immigration reform, forget about it. Right? He's definitely not on a ban on any war. He's really for crony capitalism because that's the way a military operation works. He's for international war, not international peace. He trumps states' rights, right? And monetary reform goes out the window no matter what he says. I mean, this guy actually violates every single... And the worst one, he wants the integration of church and state. Now, my God, how many things could this guy be for that is that contrary to the very precepts of our nation, our Constitution, and yet have people voting for him? That just seems impossible. And I guess my disappointment is not with the results. My disappointment is with the American people. We hear all sorts of good things like, oh yeah, we Americans are this and we Americans. Forget the rest of the world. The rest of the world means nothing. Everyone's nobody. Everybody is secondary to us. Everybody is subordinate to us. It is, his position is, the planet Earth is ours. We're allowing you to occupy it under our terms. Now, he doesn't say that, folks, and I know he's never said that. But that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly the mentality that's voting. So when I sound pessimistic, okay, Joe, you should be more optimistic. I'm optimistic. I like to keep an optimistic attitude about things. And I hear that all the time. I go, how can you? How can you listen to this? How can you see what's happening? It's like a Mack truck. You're on the highway. You're standing in the middle of the lane. And a Mack truck is coming at you at 80 miles an hour. It's 10 feet away. You're not moving. The truck's not stopping. And you say, I want to be optimistic that the truck is not going to hit me. It's going to hit you. What is wrong with us? Santorum should have been relegated to the dustbin of politics. The dustbin of crony capitalism. The very things that people were voting against, they voted for. I mean, I could not be more disappointed. Now, I'm not concerned. Now, if Romney came in for, well, he spent billions of dollars. You know, and by the way, my son says, oh, Romney's got to be our president. He's got the right hair and the right chin for it. And he makes a good point. Now, he's not voting for Romney. He does that just as a joke. You know, it's teasing. But he's right. What he's saying is the American people are so incredibly stupid. Not ignorant. Not misinformed, uninformed, stupid, that they would do this. People would flock out and say, oh, he's of my religion. I have to vote for him because he's a messenger from God. What's wrong with people? Now, listen, I'm not criticizing religion or God. Don't get me wrong. But when we start voting that way, we return to the feudalism of Europe. We start all living for the lords, with the feudal lords of Europe. That's exactly what we're turning out to be. Unfortunately, all the feudal lords are all in Washington, D.C., and we're voting for them. We're voting for them. People want to know what's wrong with the people who are, you know, occupying Wall Street and Portland and Oregon. That's why they're there. With Santorum coming down, I expect even more disruptions. People, what's wrong? What's happening? We're taking out the message of, let's stop the endless wars, the needless wars, the killing. Let's stop the genocide. Let's stop this. But we say, no, let's continue it. What is wrong with us? I don't know, folks. I had a glimmer of hope, not me. You'll never get hope from me. But this glimmer that maybe we can get some people to say, well, this is probably not the right thing to do, to go to countries for no reason and kill a lot of people. Maybe. I mean, you have to think about that, don't you? If you have to think about that, there's something wrong with you. There's really something wrong with the American psyche. And I'll tell you what's wrong. Let me tell you what's wrong. 9/11, that's what's wrong. You see, someone came in here because they were so hacked off at us. They drove an airplane into a building, right? No, they didn't do it because, oh, I don't think we like their freedom. You know, Harry, how about we learn to fly a 757 and we fly to World Trade Center? Hey, Bob, that sounds great. When could we do that? Well, let's go tomorrow. That is the American technology. Now, the name wasn't Harry or, you know, Bob or anything like that. It was a Middle Eastern thing. The principle is all the same. And don't hang me up on names, please. You send me an email saying their name wasn't Harry. Believe me, I will not answer it. They came here. They came here to fly planes to kill themselves, to commit suicide because of the frustration, the utter frustration with the United States, of us being on their soil, their holy grounds, killing their men, women, and children. They said, we can't take it anymore. We will give up our lives for it. And you know what Santorum wants to do? More of that. More. Isn't that wonderful? And we vote for him. Because we're America. Oh, my God. If I have ever lost hope and faith in this country, it was when I saw the voting results of the Iowa caucus this morning. I didn't look last night. Anyone looked at the ups and downs and all the commentary and all the garbage. It's garbage, folks. I think Gerald Celente has it absolutely correct. We have a financial crash. We go into a recession or depression. Then we go into currency wars, which we're in now, and then we go into trade wars, and then we go into world wars, and we're going to justify this world war. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start verifying. We're going to justify the world war, because this is our planet, folks. Don't you forget it. You're here only because we're allowing you to live here. And if you're not American, you know, we'll decide whether or not you live or die. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that's who we voted for? America will decide whether somebody else in another country will live or die. That's who we voted for. And Romney's no different. Only he looks more presidential, as my son says. He's got to win because he's the only one that looks like a president. And believe me, he's saying that all in jest. He says, oh, he says, Romney's my man. He's got the right chin. He's got the right hair. He's got the right height, you know? And they said, and he can lie with the best of them. And he has no idea what he's saying or no idea what he's doing. He's my man, he says. Oh, he's my man. And he's absolutely correct because my son is saying is that's how stupid the American public is. I mean stupid. I don't mean ignorant. Stupid! Now, you know, I don't talk about politics, and I very, very rarely mention any politician's name, electorate, or anything. I don't stay away. I talk on principle. But I'm talking on principle today. Unfortunately, it has to do specifically with the Iowa caucus. Folks, you got to call in and help me calm down. You just have to help me calm down. Please. 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. And I want your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. Word has got to get out that, yes, we're angry, but we know why we're angry. We're angry because everything that everyone has told us is garbage, is wrong, is deleterious to our future. Everything that they're saying. Our politicians are lying to us, and then our parents vote for them, and our parents tell us what to do. We follow it, and then it's abject failure, and we want to know why we're on Wall Street. I'd love to be there. I've said this a dozen times. One of my regrets is not being in Seattle protesting the World Trade Organization. And that was the same thing. That was the embryonic stage of all this. All they were doing at that time is right, and they say, oh, there's no centralized point, everyone. Yes, there's no centralized. You know why? Because everyone's pissed off at everything. It's not that they're saying, well, we're all here to protest, this particular law or regulation. They're pissed off. Everybody's pissed off. Guess what? I know you're going to find this difficult to believe. Hold on, folks. Hold on to your seats. You're not going to believe this. All right, here it is. I'm pissed off. I'm really pissed. I know you're going to say, well, you're going to have to really convince me of that. Can you imagine what my blood pressure is right now? I'm to the point where I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. I can't take the absolute stupidity of this country. And the problem, I say, is 9/11. You know why? Because every war we fight is always 7,000 miles away from our shores. Listen to this. 7,000 miles away from our shores. Let's stop for station identification before I have an aneurysm. Aneurysm. Gotta be careful what I say. Oh, sorry. Wrong. Come on, guys. Let's get on the program here. Oh, here we go. Gotta be careful.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host of Liberty Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about a host of subjects this morning, transportation in the state, conversations that we've had, just miscellaneous items. But right now, I'm ranting on the Iowa caucus results, and I'm going to about blow a fuse. Please, someone call in and calm me down, please. Unbelievable. I want to mention one thing is I'm pursuing getting an AM-FM station. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. All right, I'll make this commitment. I will even buy my own station. Oh, that's because I think I'm so wonderful, the world is. No, I'll tell you why. Because not enough people are saying what needs to be done. And they're saying it. Those that are saying it primarily over the internet. The internet is too crowded. I want my own station. I had an opportunity to buy a 1 million watt station. I mean, the whole station. And they want the $300,000 for it. They discounted it down to practically nothing. They couldn't get rid of it. I didn't buy it because I knew nothing about radio. I mean, I just said, buy a station. I have no idea what I'm doing. No idea. I mean, I would have gotten the license and everything. And I think they came down to, and I could be wrong, like $75,000. I mean, something ridiculously small. I could afford that. Could have written a check like that. No problem. I regret not buying that station. That was a small station. It was up in northeast Oklahoma. But what people need to hear is what Stuart Varney is saying from the Financial End, what Gerald Celente is talking about on the personal end, what Peter Schiff is talking about on the economic end. Now, I know, oh, those are radical people. Everyone's crazy. All right, let's take a call. Caller, you're on the air.
Joe, good morning. Jim here.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for calling Liberty Talk Radio.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, man, how many cups of coffee have you had already this morning, Joe?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I did make myself an extremely strong cup of coffee, and I'm about to come right out of my skin. Thank you for calling. Maybe my blood pressure will go down to 250 over 100.
I've been up about a half an hour, and you are a lot more energized than I can imagine being at this hour of the day. But listen, I love your passion and your thoughts on the Iowa caucus. I too didn't follow it last night, but I will say this: that as frustrating as it is that anyone would vote for the bozos the two bozos that finished first and second, as I'm sure you saw, Ron Paul finished a close third.
That's correct.
Now, the media will not talk about the top tier candidates. Because after Ron Paul's 21%, Gingrich finished a fourth place finish with only 15%, far behind. So, but you know, the media won't talk about the top tier now, or if they do, they'll only talk about the top tier being Santorum and Romney. So we're just going to have to live with that. But So yeah, I'm digesting last night's results. I do have one point of contention with you, and that's that yes, the whole mindset of this country, the warmongering attitude, our imperialism has all been based on our attitudes after the events of 9/11. But I do challenge your thought that oftentimes terrorism is a tool used by people to obviously show their anger and frustration at a state and an enemy, and is been used for thousands of years and will continue to be used as a tool for that purpose. But my research has suggested that 9/11 was a classic false flag attack perpetrated by criminal elements within the United States and Israeli government. And obviously, to go down that rabbit hole, one would have to do a significant amount of research. But obviously, it even makes our military interventions and imperialism even more ugly and devious if you suspect that it was an orchestrated event of that day. So I just wanted to make that point. But otherwise, love your broadcast and the ideas that you share. And after having coffee with you yesterday, I hope you have a great trip this weekend, and look forward to listening in on future broadcasts.
All right, Jim, I really wish I could disagree with you on that. We had not had a legitimate reason to go to war. We probably haven't since this nation was formed. There's always been some modified, bastardized reason concoction. It's always been so. The true reason has been mutilated to the point where people don't even know. It's sort of like reenacting World War One again. Who started this thing? Who's what? You know. And we've done that to
right.
every single war. I really do. So. I really wish I could disagree.
And I know you shared with me the revelations of Day of Deceit about the Pearl Harbor attack and our involvement in World War II. And like I said, the deeper you do the research, the more you look at official documents and really understand the history, and not the fairy tale history that is taught in high schools. It even gets uglier. And I continue to think of General Eisenhower, or I guess President Eisenhower, giving the ominous warning in his farewell address about the military-industrial complex, and that was so profound for a five-star general who served in our country, you know, had a military career, wanted to make sure that statement was heard loud and clear during his final words as President of the United States.
Yeah.
And it's sad, and then like you said, the whole mindset of American people, American exceptionalism, everything we do is good and justified. It makes me want to vomit too, and I don't know what we can do about it. But anyway, I just wanted to call Lindy to give your voice a moment's rest, and hope that I could lower your blood pressure just a few points.
Yeah, it's probably down to 210/120 right now.
Anyways, listen, I'll let you get back to the show, but enjoy listening to you. Have a safe trip this week, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, Jim, for calling in. Really appreciate your listening.
Sure. Right, have bye-bye. A good day. Bye.
That was nice. You know, Jim is obviously a friend of mine. I have a lot of friends. There are people who I've asked to call in, friends of mine, to give me a break and whatever. And I'll be honest with you, many of them won't do it. They go, oh, you know, you got a stupid radio program. Why, what are you doing that stupid thing for? You know, and they're friends. You know, I could never understand that attitude. My friends do things. I support them. I have a friend who's a phenomenal drummer. When my wife and I can, you know, we'll go to one of the gigs that he has. We just show up and, you know, if it's late at night, like 11 o'clock, we don't do it because I'm, you know, but if he starts at, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night and plays to midnight, we'll show up at 9:30 just for a half hour just to listen to him, have a Coke or something like that, say hello to him, give him a hug, hello, wish him the best. The stores I go to the same stores. They charge 5 cents more, you know. I mean, now if they double, triple the price, you know, they're ripping me off. But they don't, you know. People don't do that, you know. I mean, they do. I mean, but you know, they normally don't do that. And I like to support my community. I like to support my friends. This fellow Jim that calls in has meetings once a month on basically on freedom and whatever. He has excellent videos he puts on, and we have live discussions. It's just terrific. And I make every effort to go. It's rare that I don't go. It's a Monday night. I miss Monday night football. Big deal, you know. My wife comes there usually late from work because she's usually coming in from prior, and she's usually really late. But even if we show up late, we show. You know, folks, I have friends that I've literally begged, said, could you call in tomorrow? I need someone to call in. I'm going to have a long show. And if no one calls in, I'm going to have a problem. And, you know, then they go, oh, you know, I didn't have the time. You know, it would have taken you 2 minutes. And if you can't give up 2 minutes for a close, dear friend who's done a lot for you and vice versa, I mean, we've done a lot for each other, you know, I think that's a problem. You know, and you know, maybe I should apologize a little bit for ranting so loud and so hard. I don't know. I just don't know what to say anymore. I was talking about my radio station. So even if I have to buy one, I'm going to get an FM or AM FM, whichever is the best. I don't even know yet. But I have a media company that's working with me now. And I'm also going to do some two-minute videos on YouTube. But I'm going to dress up the studio with a backdrop so it looks professional. It doesn't look like I'm sitting, you know, in a closet. Because I have a nice studio here. And I'm going to put my pictures of my studio on my website so you can see it. It's really, really attractive. I mean, attractive in that it's dressed up with all my stuff. Anyway, enough of that. And I'd like to hear from you guys. You know, if someone has an opinion, say, Joe, you know, stay off AM, FM. You know, you're not worth a damn. You know, you're not good enough. And I'd like to hear that. I really would like to hear that. You don't have the voice for it. You know, your content is shallow. You know, anything. You know, I mean, I'd love to hear your approval, but also your disapproval as well, please. We're going to talk about the state and transportation. I have to say one thing before I start on that. We only have about 15, 20 minutes. And that is, I'm going to tell you, say a few words, two words, in fact, that are so incredibly profound that if you truly understood the meaning of what I'm about to say, as caustic as it may sound, if you could take that out and say, well, he doesn't mean that. You know, he doesn't mean to be mean to other people. He's not rotten. He don't want to see other people get hurt. If you take that out and you truly understood what I was saying, you would understand the very essence of liberty. And I would like to do a whole program on this, but I'm just going to mention it once before we get on state and transportation. I was at a meeting, a business meeting. Now, let me put my cards on the table. I would venture to say that most of the people there, if not all of them, are a lot smarter than I am. They're better educated, better schooled, better read, have better minds. I mean, they're businessmen. I mean, there's a bunch of capitalists. There's one guy who designs medical equipment stuff and markets it. I mean, I can't even go there. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just way beyond. That's light years away from me. And they're successful. Now, but sometimes things that are said make no sense. It's sort of like the accepting something, just accepting something. And we were talking about the banking system. The facilitator decided to talk about the banking system. Well, it got to talk about the banking system anyway. And this one fellow said, well, you know, you need these regulations. He says, look, if you didn't have regulations in, you know, back in the old days, before regulation, people would put money in the bank, you know, bank would go under, people lose all their money. I didn't say anything. I looked at him, I went, you're right. And I didn't think fast enough. This is the answer that should have been made. This is the response to that. When he said, and people lost all their money, I should have said these two words. And if you understand the essence of these two words, you understand everything about liberty. And the response should have been, so what? Sounds horrible. What do you mean, so what? Isn't that horrible? You don't want people to... No, so what? Are we saying that because the government does not intercede in our personal decisions as to where we put our money. We need regulations. Or that people that don't, the government does not intercede where we put our money. We need regulations. Think about that. Just think about that. That means the purpose of the government is to protect us against decisions that we voluntarily make that may not be profitable to us. So the government now is responsible to make sure we all make prudent decisions. Now, everyone said, no, that's ridiculous. Well, just think about it. Person has money. Guy opens a store downtown, you know, in a bank, you know, opens a store as a bank, puts it on a corner, but beautiful, you know, makes paints it beautiful, it makes it look really good, you know. Says, put your money here, we'll give you 5% interest. And I just give him the money. I go home, next day I go there, bank's gone. We need government regulations. No, we don't need government regulations. We people say, wait, you want to take my money? You want me to put money, not keep it in my house or my fence post or someplace else? You want my money? What's my guarantee that I will ever get it back? You see what I mean? In other words, it's not the purpose, obviously, of the government to protect us against imprudent decisions. But this is what the guy was saying. Now, once you say that, you don't rip up the Constitution. Burn it. It means nothing. Absolutely nothing. But people don't understand that. I didn't make that response. And I'll be honest, I'd like to say, well, I didn't make it because we didn't have time. No, I didn't make it because I didn't think of that response. I knew that response was in my head. It just didn't come out fast. Right after the meeting, I went, why didn't I say that? I missed an opportunity of a lifetime. And I am going to go to these meetings again. It's every Tuesday morning, 8 to 9 o'clock. And I'm going to wait for that opportunity for something similar like that to come up. And I'm going to say, so what? It's going to come up again, maybe a year from now. So what? If you understand, hey, Joe, you got a point. It's not the job of the government, you know, to protect me against imprudent decisions. People say, well, wait a minute, that's not fair. This guy said he'd give him money, and he didn't give him it. Well, did he do something illegal? If he did something illegal, people take him to court, he goes to jail, or he has to make restitution or whatever. If he did nothing illegal, people invested money and they lost it, like anything else. I put money into a stock, ABC Tool Corporation, Acme Tool Corporation, right? I put in money, you know, they say, oh, we're on, going to have a great year. We're going to be selling to Europe and Japan and, you know, in China, and we're going to do great. A year later, they go bankrupt. I lose all my money. Does the government come by and says, we need regulation against that. We got to protect people. You know, protect people because Joe lost all his money. Of course not. What's the difference between putting money in a mutual fund or a stock and losing it and putting money in the bank and losing it? No, there's no regulation. There shouldn't be any regulation. All right. They say, well, Joe, there's a lot of regulations regarding stocks, but I mean, they can't do it. All right, I'll give you that. All right, let me go one step further. I go to Vegas. I have my rent money in my hand. Rent money, right? I have food money for my wife and my children in my hand. I'm going there saying, I got to make it big because I'm broke. The only money I have in my life is what money I have in my hand. And I go there and I play blackjack or the craps table or something like that. And I lose it all. I lose it all. Where's the government regulation? Where is the sort of the FDIC of Vegas? Just think about that. You say, well, that's ridiculous. No one's going to guarantee you gambling. Well, anytime you take money and you give it to somebody else, you're gambling. You're gambling that person's going to give you the money back. You see, regulation is just a means to more government bureaucracy, more government intrusion into your life. Be your own central banker. Now, I talk a little bit about the state and transportation. Hopefully next month, I'm doing research now. Transportation in the state is a very complex, difficult subject. I'm a proponent of no government regulation on anything, especially transportation. The people are, oh my God, Joe's lost his mind. You're going to have people owning roads. They won't get. Yeah. Because this requires that you think. And people can't do that. Let's stop just for station identification very quickly.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our toll-free number is 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. I would love to hear from you guys, especially if you disagree. And we have about 10 minutes more. Please call in if you have a question. Please do. I mean, I know it's early and it's late, but late in the program, but please do call in. I get wrapped up and I forget my station identification. My fault. But when we talk about what we do not take into consideration is what is not seen. And I love that Hayek, when he said you see the seen versus the unseen. Any situation, you say, well, this happened and that. I said, but you don't know what's the unseen. You know, the broken window fallacy type thing. Yeah, if we didn't have government regulation, what would we have? You know, there's a possibility we may not even have cars.
And what are people going to be walking with socks on their back?
No. We would have some. If we invented the car, we would invent something else. Or we would invent a different type of car. Maybe we'd all be flying. I mean, I don't know. Just think of the possibilities. Once you get the state out of the way, once you get the federal government out of the way, and you have people competing to say, which is the best form of transportation? How do we get from point A to point B? We would be light years ahead, in my opinion, had we not had any government regulation. Our cities would have been designed differently. Instead of people sitting in their cars for an hour, 2 hours, and I did it in New York, 2 hours. 2 hours, folks. One way. I hate to say that. 2 hours one way almost killed me. I went crazy. I was young. I went all the way up New York. I loved the place. And I was going to commute all the way to the city. It's stupid. I did dumb, stupid thing. But people do this every day. Maybe 2 hours, they have an hour commute. Maybe there would be no such thing as an hour commute. Just think about it. Just bear with me. No hour commute. Now, here's another thing. What if there's no hour commute? What about the pollution levels? Well, maybe pollution would be non-existent. That was me. I like to do that once in a while. And people say, don't do that. Sounds horrible. I'm sorry. Sorry. But just think. No hour commute. Pollution levels go all the way down. Well, we don't have the same road systems because no one's going to build a road unless it's profitable. And if it is profitable, it's going to have to be a toll road. If it's a toll road, before people buy a house 40 miles away from work or 60 miles away from work, they're going to say, let's see, the tolls right now are $2.50 one way or $1.50 one way, whatever it is. I do that twice a day. You add it up at the end of the month. You say, geez, I'm going to be paying $200 a month in tolls. You know, it's probably just in tolls, and the tolls can go up. You know, probably they're not going to go down. They'll probably go up. You know, probably not a good idea for me to do that. You know, what I'll do is I'll work closer to work. You see, I mean, there's self-regulation in that. And at this meeting that I had, they went to the other day, a Tuesday morning meeting, you know, we're talking about regulation. I said, I love regulation, self-regulation. I said, the most polite people in the world, you know where you'll find them? No one can ask me. I said, I can tell you where they are. You could always find the most polite people at gun shows. Roughest, toughest guys. I mean, mean-looking guys. You know, if they accidentally brush your shoulder, your arm when they're passing by. Oh, excuse me, sir. Well, I'm awfully sorry. Thank you. Have a nice day. I mean, you have no idea how polite everybody is. Self-regulation. Everybody. We all have guns. No one gets shot. Everybody. Now, of course, you're not allowed to have a loaded gun there. Everyone is polite. Everybody. I've never had an impolite person. You know, I go to a convenience store. I go to, you know, to Walmart. No one's polite. You know, it's amazing. Not, I shouldn't know what I mean, but you don't get the same level of politeness. That's fair. So I'm saying we don't know the unseen once we take the state out of the equation. We can't do that. Just like we can't help but vote for Santorum.
Because he's American and this is our damn planet. And if you want to live on this planet, you do it under my rules. That's Santorum. My rules. I'm God. I'm king. You'll do what I say. I don't care who you are, where you are, you know. And if we owe you money and we don't want to pay you, that's your tough luck. That's Santorum for you.
And Mitt Romney is the same thing. All they want to do is see what is seen. I want my listeners to see what is not seen. Just think, if there were no roads, what would we do? Well, there would be roads, but these roads would go to different places. They would be different sizes. They would be constructed differently. There would be more of a purpose. Because you wouldn't have one person central planning roads. And they say, well, it looks like there's a lot of growth out in this direction here, you know, and so we got to build bigger highways and expand the highways. And it gets worse. And, you know, and the more we build, the more highways we build, the more expansive they get, the more crowded they get, the more pollution. And then we say, we got a pollution problem. We've got to now go on a program, you know, of reducing the pollution. And so the way that we're going to do that is we're going to regulate the auto industry to the, you know, cafe standards. You know, if people would only realize that one regulation begets another regulation, but it never solves the problem. It exasperates it. Now, next month, I started to say, I don't think I finished my sentence. Next month, I'm going to have Dr. Adrian Moore on the program. And we're going to talk about privatizing transportation. But we're talking about many things. Here's a driver's license thing. A guy said to me the other day, and I love these conversations with people. They asked me, Joe, what do you think about the new ID requirements for the driver's license? I disagree with them 100%. I said, not only that, but I disagree with driver's licenses altogether.
He said, well, you need driver's licenses. All my people are just running into each other.
I said, just think. I said, you think someone's going to get a car and kill themselves? If they wanted to do that, they'd do it without a license. I mean, because a guy has a driver's license doesn't make him safe. Oh, there's a driver's test that states to say there's consistency and this. But just think of what's unseen. You think, he says, well, you know, people get... I said, wait, you're going to buy a car. You're going to spend $24,000 on a car. Knowing people are just knocking into each other. You have no insurance because you don't have to have insurance. You know, Joe says, you don't have to have insurance. We don't have it. Right, goodbye. You know, and you take the car out, smack, someone smacks it, right? 24. You still got to pay the notes on the $24,000. Your car is totaled, right? That's tough. And that's exactly what people are going to do. People do not see what's unseen. We're going to talk about driver's licensing, roads, public and private transportation like bus systems and train systems, you know. And we're going to talk about that whole thing. We're doing research on it now. Adrian Moore will be with us hopefully in this month, in January. And I hope you will join us. We're almost out of time. I want to thank you very much for listening to Liberty Talk Radio. We should be back next Thursday morning at 6:30 a.m., 6:30 to 7:15. I usually run about 45 minutes. If I run out of steam, I'll be honest with you. All right? And please, let me hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com, and we certainly appreciate your listenership. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands, but with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. Guess what? I am a motorcycle rider. The government is like training wheels. They control the ride on your every move. Ron Paul has a sign as this that says, don't steal. The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.